What's up, everybody? It's your boy Wings of Redemption, and we're back with Painkiller Already, episode 42. Today we have a guest from thatguywiththeglasses.com. He is Lord Cat, the creator of the Until We Win series. What you doing, buddy?
Let's see. What am I doing? I'm talking to you guys, man. I'm staring at my monitors. I got all three of them looking at me, and I'm thinking, God damn it, I'm a geek.
All right, geek, here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, hypothetical situation. You are married. You've been married for some time. And you and your wife switch bodies. Would you have sex just to check it out?
Hell yes.
All right.
Would you take anal?
I'd be riding that all night. What, are you kidding me? Into that, you know? I'll learn how the hips work and everything. I ain't going to give her the body back, though. I mean, you know, hey.
You're not giving it back?
Oh, fuck that. My body.
You're going to stay a girl?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. There's some downsides to being a girl. Can't
well,
beat anybody
the bleeding
up.
Thing, and there's the menopause.
There's that. Yeah.
Then there are the tits, so.
You do get to keep those.
You get to keep them.
You also get to keep the periods and all that in the birth.
Well, you lose the periods after a while, so.
I mean, that's a you know, throughout this whole transformation, I'd be like, what kind of transformation are we talking about here? Are we talking about some kind of wizard or like a genie? Or are we talking about medical brain transplant? We never did really break that down and cover it. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I had always assumed it was magic. Like, you know, the plot of many, many movies where you kind of wake up one day and all of a sudden, you know, you're him and he's you.
Another question, if it's magic, are we talking about like Harry Potter magic that somebody can fuck up? Or are we talking about like that, you know, genie in the magic lamp where like as long as you, you know, say everything just right, it comes out perfect? Because I don't want any Harry Potter magic. I might wake up the next, you know, he might switch me back and I'm me but with tits. And, like, that's not going to go over well in my video. Like, I can't cover
that
Wait.
Me with tits would be awesome.
Dude, nobody wants to watch a dude with tits shoot guns.
No, hey, it's not about you. It's about me,
I'll interject
man.
And say, yeah, I'll watch that.
No, dude, I think, you know, one of the things I'm missing right now is a nice set of cans. Like, I think I'd like those.
You know, I got a nice set of cans. And, all right, you guys Wings ready to earn like, our X rating?
Wings is like, it's not all it's cut out to be, man. Just, you know, you get bored with them after a while.
All right, this one's to all of you guys. This is what I've been asking all my fans on Twitter when they came in my games. All right, if you had to get a blowjob, would you rather it be a transsexual or a woman with a beard?
Woman with a beard, dude. How is that even like? Even like considerable.
Of course, you know, I would say can be pretty female with the exception
you know what?
Of you know.
I honestly, I would say transsexual just to say I've done it.
Really? Because if I went transsexual, I wouldn't tell anyone I did it.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'd be bragging about it. Like, yeah, I fucked a dude. And I didn't even realize it. Man, I was drunk that night. Woo.
Now, Kyle, are we talking full-on circus beard or woman with
we're
sort
talking
of
about
more
King
mustache
Leonidas
than normal?
Beards on here.
We're talking. Look, dude, if you can find me a woman with a King Leonidas beard, I got no problem getting down with her because she is a badass motherfucker. I'm gonna have her do it, and like right when I finish, I want her to go, "This is Sparta." It would be awesome. I would that. You know, that's something you could tell people about. You'd be like, "And she had a King Leonidas man." She looked like Captain Jizzbeard when I was done, though.
you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing Kyle at the movie theaters with a girl with a King Leonidas beard with his arm around her neck.
No, we're not talking about dating here. We're just talking about a one-offer here, okay? All right, this isn't like bring her home to mom and dad type situation. Nothing like that.
All right, Jason.
I don't know, Kyle. Yeah, because I'm still stuck on this. I'm still stuck on this.
Talking about getting blown by a dude dressed as a woman. I'm talking about a woman with a little bit of a pituitary gland issue. Like, there's
a little bit of it. King Leonidas did not have. See, I think I'm actually more attracted to the woman who just happens to have junk than the woman who really looks pretty guyish.
Now, I stumbled upon a certain adult video the other day on the internet. And I didn't realize that it was a man until about 2 minutes in. Could I share that video with you gentlemen? Because
go ahead.
It's pretty. Let me try to track it down. You can keep going with whatever you're with. You know.
No, you need to have the link. Are you fucking kidding me?
Keep this flowing. It's going to take me a second to, like, track it
I've
down.
I've got, like, dude, I've got, like, porn links out the ass. I've got them ready to go. Bang, bang, bang. What was in it? I'll tell you what.
I got the shit bookmarked.
You know what cracks me up? So I go to, like, reddit.com, and someone will be like, hey, who's this girl? And there's, like, some, you know, random woman doing something sexual. And suddenly the comments are filled with people who instantly know her name and can recognize her and who are, you know, experts on the subject matter. And I think it's hilarious that those people exist.
This is like, the most awesome podcast ever, because not only am I friends with the guy who runs Gelburu, which is a hentai site, I've also had my live stream hacked and replaced with nothing but tranny porn, so this is, like, perfect for me. I love you guys.
Nice. Yeah, so Kyle, let me replay this. So you searched on tranny porn, and then you clicked the links, now that's a stumble?
No. All right, whenever I am frequenting said adult website, there is a top list on the front page, much like YouTube has, okay? You could go on YouTube, and there's like 10 different videos on the front page. You don't know what they are. It could be, you know, you could look in the education category, and you could see a badass Russian guy blowing up water jugs. Or you
could
look
at maintain that these videos were on YouTube?
I did not. I'm drawing a comparison so that people who, I'm sure that those who are listening never go to said websites. They don't even know what I'm talking about. So I'm just trying to explain.
I have no idea what point you're trying to get across.
Yeah. So basically, they have a, like, you know,
YouTube
a
layout.
List of the videos who just had been uploaded, basically. They're on the front page. There's like 30 videos there. And I'm like, oh, that chick's hot. Turned out it was a chick. Now,
you know what the giveaway is? The penis. That's how I tell.
She didn't whip it out until 2 minutes in, man. Like, even then it was like, is that clit? You didn't know. It took a while to figure things out, but she was. I'm still looking.
Normally it's the man jaw and the shoulders.
you thought it was her clit?
I was just Joe.
Because I can tell the difference. I don't want to add brag.
Did you think you were watching China? One Night in China?
Oh God, that's disgusting. Yeah, because sometimes, like, on these websites, you see like enormous lady parts that I've never seen before. I've never seen one of those that's that enormously, incredibly massive. So you see some weird stuff on these sites. There's stuff with fireworks and needles and all kinds of crazy silliness that I'm not into. So. You know, I'm not gonna judge. I'm not gonna judge. I'm just a casual observer here. Just a casual wanderer in the land of creepy, creepy porn.
Are you proud of your role? That it's so.
I don't know. I've seen some really good looking trannies before. It's like, just imagine the upkeep of being a good looking tranny. But
that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, because you've got to, when I shave, I'm not trying to get it, like, down to the, you know, I'm not trying to do that good of a job. They have to do a really good job. They can't be, like, breaking out with, like, a 5 o'clock shadow. That shit's not going to work. People are going to know.
Yeah. That's going to my next point. Like,
man, I want to hear Wings' point. We both started. I saw a website where, with a little bit of packing tape, you can turn a guy into a girl. It was amazingly convincing. There was kind of a tuck under going on, and then you just, like, sort of push the two edges together to develop some sort of front split, and then tape it like that. And I didn't test it out, but I saw it, I think I could pull it off.
So is this podcast about trannies or about gaming?
We usually keep it about trannies. the first half hour is all trannies. It's the tranny hour. And then
I don't have problems with that. I'm just, you know, I was a little confused. You mentioned Call of Duty when you're talking to me, and now it's about trannies. And it's like,
We try to model the opening topic over about our guest. You know, just depending on who the guest is, that's the opening topic. So we picked trannies when we heard it was you.
Right. That's the thing. You know, if you have Jesus on, you talk about the Bible. If you have Joe Lozon on, you talk about fighting. If you're on, it's trannies.
It's trannies.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
We've seen
you guys do your research. I'll give you credit for that.
But the point I was going to make is I met my first tranny, and I didn't know it was a tranny until about 2 months after meeting her. And how it happened, I came into – she worked at a Texaco, and I came in there about midnight to get something to drink, and I look over, and she's got her makeup and hair done in a ponytail and a full fucking beard. It's not like a Grizzly Adams beard, but like she had the scruff where she had forgotten to shave.
She's got an FPS Russia. Oh, shit.
I was like, whoa. But Jason, here's something I've always wondered about you. I don't know how many Until We Win followers out there, but how did you get started and how did you get pretty much introduced to that guy with the glasses?
All right. Well, it actually happens in reverse. I get introduced to that guy with the glasses through my sister. Find out it's okay. I decided to join the community, chat on the forums, and BS with people because I was bored, so why not? And then one day I decided to pick up a camera. Now, I wasn't actually going to do video reviews or anything. I was going to tape things on like Staten Island and stuff like that, where I live. And I was going to do like historical documentaries and stuff like that. And then I sat down one day and I was like, you know what? I should really script something out. And I really like playing video games. So why don't I do that? Why don't I script something about video games, film it, and then try editing it? So I did that. I posted it on the That Guy forums in the Your Review section. And then I kept doing it week after week. And then Rob Walker contacted me and said, hey, you want to be on the front page? And I was like, all right. And that's how Until We Win was born. Took me a year and a half to figure out that I really didn't like making videos, but whatever.
What don't you like about the whole video creation process?
I have a lot of respect for Doug, for Spoonie, for Linkara. These guys can put out videos week after week after week. But the scripting, filming, and editing part of making videos for me is just the most time-consuming, boring thing I've ever done in my life. And these guys on That Guy with the Glasses, they love doing it, and they do it very well. I don't like doing it, and I don't do it very well. So it became really, really tedious for me. So I was trying to figure out ways where I could sort of slice down on time spent making the videos, and it always came down to the scripting and the editing took a lot, and I mean a lot of time. I would spend 3, 4, 5, 6 hours on a script, and then I would spend 1, 2, maybe even 3 days editing because I would either lose projects or I would try to cut it together or I couldn't find one piece of footage that I really needed, and it would just take forever to get it done. It really was such a hurdle for me that it just became unfun.
Now, Staten Island, have you ever visited the abandoned insane asylum?
The insane asylum. Are you talking about the one at Willowbrook?
Yeah, Willowbrook.
That wasn't abandoned. That was sold and torn down. It's now the College of Staten Island.
So where in Staten Island do you live?
I live in Willowbrook, actually. I'm right by one of the major intersections on the island, Victory and Richmond.
They tore it down? I thought I was just seeing a documentary about it.
Unless you're thinking about the farm colony, that's still up because that's in protected Forest Service grounds. But the farm colony's still up. I mean, it's decrepit and nasty in hell, but that's still up. That's near Seaview Hospital. But the Willowbrook Insane place, that's been torn down and replaced by the College of Staten Island.
That's the one where what was that guy's name? Ronaldo? He busted that place.
Was it Ronaldo? I don't remember.
Come on, Woody, you're old.
Oh my god.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, was this a question about Charlie Chaplin?
No, Willowbrook when Ronaldo what was his name? Ronaldo Rivera?
Oh, Geraldo Rivera, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that wasn't at Willowbrook, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Wait, are we? You're talking about the one for the mentally handicapped children, right?
That's the one where the cows are like shitting in the corner, and it's sitting and the nurse is letting it sit.
That was Willowbrook.
Dude, have you seen that documentary on Netflix about that?
Yeah, that's why they asked me. Said it tore it down.
Dude, I watched 20 minutes of that and I cried. I had to get off of there.
That's gone. In fact, it's across from Willowbrook Park. That's gone. Been replaced by the College of Staten Island.
That's seriously for you guys in the stream and you guys who are going to watch this tomorrow, the next day on Netflix. Like it's I don't remember. It's like forgotten something or another of Willowbrook secrets or whatever. But it's it was basically like I don't know through the 60s and 70s or maybe even farther back. It was for like these mentally handicapped children, and like it ended up getting underfunded, and it seemed like there were like 600 patients, and it was like a like most of the doctors got laid off, and it was just deplorable conditions. And it's like seeing the families talk about their children, like I was crying. I had to stop watching it. Like it seriously was that depressing. It was really
absolutely
bad.
Disgraceful that it was run like that.
Yeah, so it's called Willowbrook. The last disgrace.
Most people that lived in there.
I don't know. It was bad.
I'm just gonna say, if I was homeless, I would not rule out living in an abandoned insane asylum.
I would. Are you like what? Like hey, that's the first thing you rule
rain
out.
Rain is cold.
If you're homeless, there's a few things you rule out right away, and one of them is abandoned insane asylums. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think the cops are going to come by too often. I think it's pretty safe.
No, I don't think anybody is. And there's a reason. It's an abandoned insane asylum.
Well, if you can find a nice quiet corner that's not full of, you know, children's corpses, I think you can get by pretty cool.
Exactly.
You bring a fucking cross with you because, I mean, goddamn.
Like that documentary, they had people like walking by finding children's teeth, like laying around the place where their teeth would fall out, and they just throw them out the windows. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I've never actually seen this documentary, but I'm going to check it out because I've read up on Willowbrook several times.
It's called Willowbrook, The Last Disgrace. And it's
I'll have to check it out. I got a Netflix subscription, so.
It's pretty rough. Like, I seriously just stopped watching it. What bothered me wasn't so much when they talked about the conditions, but when they were interviewing the sister and mother of a girl who had been there, and they were, like, talking about how terrible they felt about, like, having had their daughter there, and like they're just, and she's sitting there and she's profoundly retarded, and it's just, it's fucking awful. I started crying. I couldn't take it. It's bad.
So Woody, since we're on the documentary film, did you do your homework I gave you 2 weeks ago?
Watching Lifeboat?
Yeah.
No, I looked it up on Netflix and it's not streaming, so I need to add it to my queue and eventually watch it.
Dude, stageview.com, son.
That's a good point. Or I could just torrent it or something if I can't.
You got to torrent it. You can stream it off StageView.
Yeah, but that involves like watching it from my computer chair. I want to put it on the plasma.
Well, rip it off StageView. Take it on a USB drive over to your TV. TVs take USBs now.
You don't like BitTorrent? It works great.
I don't like it because it takes off system resources.
Oh. What, you got like a Pentium 4 computer? You're bitching about BitTorrent system resources?
Well, I'm always rendering. Always. Like, you've done maybe, what, 60 videos? I'm pushing 1,000.
Yeah, I'm... See, well, what type of videos do you do?
Well, basically we do Call of Duty commentary, tips and tricks, and it's kind of molded into starting from Call of Duty tips and tricks into being an internet personality, and they want to hear about your life. And just use Call of Duty as a backdrop.
And in my mind, the so tips and tricks are really critical when a game first comes out, you know, November through January maybe. And then as you roll into February and through the summer, people don't...
Everyone's got them.
Yeah, everyone knows what they're doing, and it's time to entertain in a different way.
Yeah, that's basically what I was talking about. Like, you don't like Call of Duty. Neither do I. It's like, I mean, I've been hoping and praying that a new game would come out that so I wouldn't have to play Call of Duty anymore.
It's not going to get, you know, tons of views, but I'm totally looking forward to Portal 2. I can't wait for that. I already have a plan. Like, the game will come out on like a Tuesday or something, like games always tend to do. I'm going to play it for the first time on Saturday while I live stream it, and I'm going to have subs help me through stuff that I'm too stupid to figure out. That's like my game plan.
Where can I get Portal 1? Is that an actual like release game or is it?
It's on the marketplace. Yeah, you can download it off the marketplace.
Yeah, I think you can download it with Xbox points, which you have like a gazillion of, right?
Yeah, I got tons of them things.
Yeah, so I got it by buying the Orange Box, like which comes with a bunch of games. But even though things like Team Fortress 2, Half-Life are like really well-regarded classics in their, you know, categories. To me personally, they weren't big hits. Portal was the big hit on that Orange Box for me.
Well, are you talking? Are you talking console or PC?
Console.
Console, yeah, Portal. But if you're talking PC, then now you're talking TF2 because that is outlived Portal by a good generation or two now.
Well, that's because it's multiplayer.
It's because it's multiplayer, and the memes have lived longer, though, too, which is something that's pretty impressive to me, at least.
The Portal 2 will have multiplayer. Now
that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to play and check it out. But there aren't too many. A lot of these single player games that throw in multiplayer, like I'll name Bioshock 2. The multiplayer isn't everything you hope it will be. It's not gonna last.
Are you talking about Dead Space 2 as well? I haven't seen one multiplayer video of that online yet.
I saw it on Machinima. I saw a Machinima upload. I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
Last time I seen that was Kyle did a video of the multiplayer.
Yeah, I did it in the beta like months and months ago.
I don't think anybody liked
it. No, I didn't.
All right, here's another question I want to ask Jason. You seem intent on beating hard games. Have you ever tried your hand at Ravine or Myst?
Ravine or Myst. I played Myst back in the day. Never played Ravine, though. I should really go back and play them. Just go ahead and do a Let's Play on them or something. Because those are actually really good games.
What about... So the typical super hard ones are... what is the Commando? Is that what it's called? Contra...
The ones that are requested the most, like Battletoad, Silver Surfer,
Ninja Gaiden,
yeah.
Ninja Gaiden, have you beaten that?
Yeah, I did Ninja Gaiden on you until we win.
Shit was fucking hard, man. I gave up.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what I've been watching, and my favorite Let's Play on YouTube right now is Blame Truth's Super Mario Bros. 3 that he's been doing for months and months. Like, he uploads a 25-minute episode, once a month, once every 3 weeks. And it's him and his buddy, and they hand the controller back and forth every time they die, and they'll be jumping through the maze of death that is Mario 3, and they'll die, and it's like, no, and they're just like arguing back and forth about, you know, you fucked up and jumped on the flower or whatever, but it's really good.
I'll have to check that out, man. That sounds cool.
So, in your opinion, what is the hardest game you've ever played?
Oh, the hardest game I've ever played.
Is it Blood Wings?
Fuck you, Blood Wings. I'm gonna strangle the hell out of whoever made that game one day. I'm gonna beat them to death, and then I'm gonna take their corpse and beat their corpse to death with my cock. Fucking hate that game. That game makes no sense. None of it makes sense. What are you supposed to do? We took Let's Play footage from somebody who actually figured it out because we couldn't figure it out. Oh, God, I hated that.
What kind of game is this?
It's Pumpkinhead 2 Blood Wings.
They made a game for that?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Wait till you see the actual retardation that is the game.
It's like, just... the movie was bad enough.
The game.
They made a FMV game out of it for the PC back in the day.
And they had a 3D shooter section because, you know, Doom and Quake were in at the time, so it's got to be 3D. Hate that game. Yeah, you know what? That would be the hardest game because I officially myself never beat it. It was a collaboration between myself, Spoonie, and I forgot his name. Damn it. We gave him credit throughout. What the hell is his name? He was a YouTuber who basically emailed us and said, "Would you like to use my footage for Blood Wings?" And then we were like, "Yeah."
Yeah, his channel never took off.
Well,
so Woody.
Yep.
You probably went through the whole FMV series. Did you even you probably weren't into games back then, were you?
FMV?
Yeah, full motion video.
Oh, you know, like Dragon's Age and such.
Not like Dragon's Age. Dragon Age is got full capture. Full motion video is like, remember those video games where you'd talk to the guy and then he like enter like a 30-second cutscene of him moving as an actual person? It got real popular when CDs first got introduced to the market because they could hold so much space on them compared to a floppy disk.
I played a couple of them, scary ones, but mostly I worked a ton when they got popular.
Oh man, the only ones I ever played was the Phantasmagoria.
I played the SWAT one, the SWAT FMV, and that turned me off of FMVs forever. That hurt my soul. Where you'd literally just. You would go through the game, and you would have to go through as the squad leader, and then you'd have to go through as the breacher, and then you'd go through the entire game as the sniper. The one thing you actually want to do is play through the game as the sniper. You don't care about you don't care about being the breacher or the squad leader, because they're boring. The sniper is the guy who actually gets to kill people. But, you know. And there's like every 2 seconds, there's like this little cutscene with like this small little half-size weird rectangle thing, and you can barely make out who's talking.
All right, Wings. Man.
It's what's up.
What would you do if you won $1 million?
I won $1 million. Realistically or illogically?
What would you do?
Realistically. Not just realistically. Two girls at one time.
Oh, if I had $1 million right now, probably pay my house off. I don't know. I don't have proper investment skills. I'd probably have to pay an accountant for the rest of it. Like, I'd want to make that $1 million last longer than $1 million lasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd want to invest it in something, and invest it in something I wouldn't have to pay taxes on. So maybe, you know, put about a third of it into the stock market, and then maybe put the rest in CDs and shit. I don't know, because do I get to keep the job I have now and have $1 million?
For sure.
That would be the way I go. I'd put about $250,000 of it into the stock market, take the rest, put it in stocks and bonds or whatever, or CDs, and go with it. I mean, there's really nothing in my life at this point that I would want. Like, I don't desire a Corvette. The reason I don't desire a Corvette is because I know it's a sports car that, one, loses its value as soon as it's drawn off the lot, a little 50% of its value. Two, has a body that rots away on it. Three, I might have to pay taxes on that sports car. Four, I got to increase the insurance on that sports car. And I don't know why I just started talking about a Corvette, but that's just an example of a reason why I wouldn't go out and buy things of that nature. Because I got an old-ass truck. It runs. House that live in. I guess that's a kind of boring answer.
See, I could make this answer so much more awesome, because if I had $1 million, what I would do is I would build a house, not buy a house. I'd actually build it on a plot of land. But the house wouldn't be any old house. It would be the first level from Quake. That's what it would be.
You know what I've always wanted? I've always wanted a house that was like the Resident Evil 1 mansion.
That'd be cool, man.
What?
You never played Resident Evil 1, Kyle?
Dude, no.
Well, Resident Evil 1 was in a mansion.
The whole game?
The whole game was in this mansion. And I want that. That's my dream house.
The Resident Evil 1 mansion's your dream house?
Yeah, that'd be cool as shit. I remember that was part of my childhood.
It's not a bad dream to have.
Everybody's saying that picture I linked up to is gross. Look, I'm just saying, even in that picture there, I'm like, yeah, I see it now. But seriously, in the video, when it was just her face, and she was dressed in like a bra, panties, and knee socks, you didn't know. All right? I'm just saying.
I can see how you feel for him. Although it does say she-male in the top left.
All right, I had to track that down. I literally Googled she-males with knee socks to find that picture because I can't remember what her name is. Its name is, and that's Harley Quinn is not the name. Like that's like the name on that website.
You know, Kyle, if something like this offered to suck my dick, I don't think I could get my pants down fast enough.
So, I'm just saying, If I had $1 million and just threw it on the pile, I'd probably do something just as boring as you, Wings. I'd probably pay off the house, set up a trust fund for my kid and my son mostly, and see what's left. So
yeah, good. No. I'm glad you asked this, Woody, because I got a message the other day about how Halo pros make all this money, and this guy's bragging. The reason I brought the Corvette up was he's bragging about this guy bought a brand new Corvette. I'm like, that's such a bad investment. Wow. You're going to spend $70,000 on a car that's going to be worth $30,000 if you resold it the minute you drove it off the lot. Oh, man. I don't know if you know about Corvettes. They have huge upkeep, too, because they have fiberglass bodies. Ugh.
Why are you hating on the Corvette? I think you're hating on the Corvette because you can't fit it.
No, I love the Corvette, son.
I don't know what's going on. I love the Corvette. I have always loved Corvettes. They're my favorite cars.
But
I got no problem.
Would I pay $70,000 for a Corvette? No.
I mean, I just get a used one, and I like the old ones anyway. I like the older vets.
I don't know about y'all, but I probably drive slower than Woody.
What would you do if you had another $1 million? See, there's a subtle change for you.
I see that. Shit. Honestly, I'd buy a plane.
A plane?
I would buy a, yeah, I'd buy a plane. Whatever,
can you
$1 million.
For a million?
I'm sure you can get
you
a
get
plane.
Less than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably I would not the kind of plane Kyle would be caught dead on. But yeah,
I would get
Cessna
the best plane that, that $1 million can buy. And yeah, I'd do a little traveling maybe. Of course, no, I'll take that back. That's not an issue anymore. With the traveling, what would I do? It used to be buy a plane, but now, but I'm going to be able to fly.
He's going to retar the tarmac.
Yeah. I'm going to be able to. I'm going to be able to fly around a little bit. Anyway, it looks like this year. But I'm trying to think what. It'd be guns. It'd be guns for sure. I like machine guns, and those things are fucking expensive. Tommy guns
to shoot.
Yeah, Tommy. No, expensive to buy. Tommy gun's $40,000.
Nope, they're expensive to shoot too. They're
not. No, they're not that expensive to shoot. Like ammo,
really? A fully automatic gun. You can spend like $100 a minute on those things.
Yeah,
you're gonna go through ammo like 45.
Yeah, a Tommy gun ain't no $40,000 though, Kyle. You can get a shit $800 all day. Just do a little fucking conversion on them. Get your full auto license. Instead of paying $40,000 for
guys,
my already,
what Wayne's just described to you will get you 25 years in a federal prison.
No, it won't.
Just so you know, no, yeah.
As long as you have your full auto license, and as long as they know about it, you can buy a semi-automatic Thompson, have it go to a gunsmith, have him convert it for you.
No,
you'll still
that
come
is
out $35,000.
Post 1986 modification. You cannot do that. You have to buy the parts to make it fully automatic that were made before.
There's a loophole in that though, Kyle.
There is not a loophole unless you want to get an FFL license and you want to run a business where you sell machine guns.
No, you buy a Thompson. It's very easily attainable. That was made before 1986.
You buy a what that was made before 86?
A Thompson. They were created in 1918.
Yeah, exactly.
They're very easily created before 1986. If
absolutely.
You buy, let's say you get a World War II Thompson, you can convert that to full auto and get right by that law 100%.
You're so wrong about this.
I'm not so wrong about this.
I'm going to show you why. Here, I'll show you.
Yes, this is my, now please convince Wings. I want you to get Wings to, if he's wrong, to see it too.
You're incredibly wrong about this because I'm in a position right now where I'm doing my best to buy a machine gun, and the cheapest machine gun that I can get my hands on is a $5,000 World War II British Sten gun. All right, I've been told that if I want a stamped Tommy gun, and here you go. Like some of these have prices on them. I'm gonna link I'll link the stream first.
Some I don't of those know if you remember this, Kyle. Back in the day, they created a rule called. Where basically if a weapon would accept a bayonet, it would consider it an assault rifle. And that made pretty much all my bolt-action rifles from World War II considered assault rifles. And for a time, they wanted me to pay outrageous amounts of money to own those old-ass bolt-action rifles. But they eventually
website?
Dropped that law.
Look,
I need to whistle because my eyes have been raped. I, like,
yeah. All right,
1997.
That's not the point. All right, that's not the point at all.
This website you sent me to, Kyle, is the kind of website I wouldn't buy shit off of because I see it. It's a fake website.
This is the worst website in the world.
I know for that's because I know the guy. I know for a fact that this is an up and up website where you can actually get these guns. If you look at, regardless of how much money the man spent on his website. If you want, I mean, you can see how much the machine guns are. And you can Google right now how much to get a fully automatic Thompson is going to cost. You're gonna end up $30,000-$40,000 depending on what year you want.
I'm not saying you're wrong about the cost. I'm saying you're wrong about the transfer to full automatic. As long as the gun isn't made for 1986, you're in the good.
No. By that logic,
me the link where that is not the loophole.
By that logic, you could buy any gun made before 1986 and convert it to fully automatic.
But you got to have a license to own it.
There's no such thing as
license
a license.
$3,000
a year. You're making
license.
This stuff up. There's a $200 tax stamp you have to get. There's no license.
Well, you guys are in different states.
There's a fucking.
I think there is a license in South Carolina.
There's a fucking full auto license. It costs $3,000 a year, and they have to come to your house twice a year. to make sure they're still in your possession.
This is silliness.
Well, that's a state-by-state thing, though. Here in New York State, you cannot have full auto.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, and like California, you're not allowed to have full auto either. But in South Carolina, you have to have a full automatic license, and as long as it's made before 1986, you can get a gunsmith to change it over to full auto, 100% legitimate.
I think in North Carolina, it's called a Class 3 license. I'm not sure. I have a friend who has
it. It's a Class 3 FFL. Yeah, but look, it's...
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at the source code of this website.
I can't even get this website called.
They want their source code back. This is so bad.
I can't even get the site to load on my end.
Oh, my God. It's because all three of us are on there. It can't handle that. We may have crashed.
You know, if they're charging this kind of money and get this kind of money, it looks like they could hire a professional web designer and maybe...
You would think.
Is this like a GoDaddy site?
No, this is just a guy. This is a guy who sells machine guns. But seriously, like, if you want a machine gun, there's only a couple ways to do it. Or an individual who does not own a store and does not have a license to manufacture machine guns. It's a very specific licensing that you have to manufacture machine guns. Once you have that, you can do whatever you want. You can make them you can make the whole thing from the start. But a transferable machine gun, and that's what we're talking about here, one that was made before 1986 and was fully automatic at that time and has not been altered, that is what I have to buy. That is what any of us have to buy that are in that are in the United States that want one. And those are few and far in between because obviously the guns made before 1986, there's only so many of them. They're literally not making any more that can be sold to us, and so they're really, really fucking expensive. M16 is $40,000.
You're paying $40,000 for a Thompson. That gun was made in the millions, dude. The British, the Australian, the American, all these troops use this gun.
You can't get the ones that are overseas now. Yeah, keep that in mind. You can only first of all, I'm talking about the one of the original. I think it was 29, wasn't it? Was it 29?
1918.
I'm talking about his exact words were the 29 stamped, and then there was like a person's name model Tommy gun. Those were $40,000.
The 1929A Thompson.
Something like that. But it was a person's name. It was like
that's the World War II Thompson.
Yeah, anyway. If you wanted one of those, it was going to be $40,000. Now, that's on the high end of the thing. With like an M16, with an M16, you're looking at $18,000. With an MP5, with like an AK-74U, AKS-74U, you're looking at like $25,000-$30,000. An MP5, $25,000-$30,000. I shot the, what's it called? The grease gun I shot the other day. It was $18,000 if you wanted it. They're so fucking expensive.
Here's a question about guns, though.
The first words Woody, ever spoken over
I know Woody
a telephone.
Wants to jump off this topic, but...
Dude, the whole stream wants to jump off the topic.
But the question is, why do they have such strong laws against fully automatics when generally a guy with a fully automatic is less likely to shoot up fucking McDonald's than a guy, you know, with a 12-gauge shotgun, which is just as deadly?
Because statistically, fully automatics aren't in as many people's hands, so...
Jason, question for you. Small boobs or bolt-ons?
I'll take the small boobs over the bolt-ons, man. I like that old natural titty fuck.
All right. Kyle?
If you can touch them, they're real.
I think Kyle's taking the bolt-ons.
Yeah, I think so. Wings?
Depends on the frame of the girl. What kind of girl are we looking at?
Expand on this thought.
Well... If the girl is like 5'1" and she has some bolt-ons, it's going to look really odd. But if she's like, you know, 5'8", 5'9", you know, bolt-ons are going to look pretty much perfect for her because she just looked like she had good breeding. I don't think a really, really small girl should get, you know.
I heard it. Just let it roll. Just let it roll.
So, oh, God, expand on this.
Just let it roll.
All right.
You know, if you're gonna get bolt-on tits, I have a suggestion. Go ahead and get the full like get the full rack of like fucking of like female dog tits. That way you've got like fucking six tits just on your chest, and I can just like pick and choose.
Here's my suggestion: if you get some bulk on boobies, make sure you make the areola to size.
They don't manufacture those wings.
Yeah, wings. I think you pretty much get what you started with in that category.
You know, you see these porn stars with the little small ass areolas, and it's like titties for days, you know?
Yeah. What?
New topic.
You see small nipples and you go titties for days?
All right, I mean, you never see those porn stars with really, really small nipples, and then they got titties.
It just looks so out of place. Like, the fuck happened there?
I'm gonna go get one of those, the bells that they hit, like at the boxing matches. And every now and then, when you get off on something like that, I'm just gonna ding, 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 and it's new topic time. It's just got to get away from it. It's got to get out of there.
So Kyle is so insecure about his sexuality. It's ridiculous.
I just linked you to the tranny that I thought was hot.
I will be insecure in your sexuality.
Kyle makes
an effective counter argument. I think. I just call that a hot tranny. Yeah.
And I don't think that I don't want to talk about the tiny nipples on the huge tits.
Something I want to talk about, and this is going to be called out to Mr. Russia here. I heard someone wants to take a sleeping bag, a .22 rifle, and some flint to go survive out in the wilderness.
Magnesium. It's easier than flint.
Uh-huh. Magnesium is the way to go.
Yeah.
Now, this ain't surviving at all. Come on, Kyle.
Dude, that's what the Survivor Man took. That's what I'll take.
And what he takes.
I've been watching the fucking show. Why you gotta be arguing with me? I watched the show. He had a sleeping bag he got in. I watched him zip the fucker up. He was in it. Now, unless, like, when the cameras were off, he was fashioning that motherfucker, and, like, he made some nylon and some Kevlar and some cotton fibers and, like, manufactured a zipper.
Guys, would you rather see Kyle hunt with, like, a self-made bow and arrow out of tree bark and sleep on pine straw? Would you rather see him hunt with a .22?
The thing is, here's the Wings, he's not actually Survivor Man, right? He's just doing the best he can. Give the guy a gun. Besides, if I met FPS Russia, like, shopping for new Skechers at the store, I imagine he'd have a .22 rifle with him.
Yeah, all right, here's the scenario that I'm going to play out in this video anyway. The scenario is that I got lost while I was in the woods, or while I was camping. You know, you're camping, you get lost. Or you're hiking, getting lost is a better scenario. But regardless, I'm going to have a fucking sleeping bag. People are like, oh, it's Georgia, it doesn't get cold. Motherfucker, it's snowed like four times this year. It drops down to freezing at night.
Do people know I'm coming? I mean,
I don't think so. We're going to have a Woody's Gamertag FPS Russia dual camp.
So for people that don't know, I go camping and hiking a couple times a year. I've got like all my gear. I've got the pack. I've got the sleeping bag. You know, I'm going to be like dining on, noodles with some chicken in there, maybe some sun-dried tomatoes, and Kyle's going to be catching his food. I laugh at him.
All I have is my knife, my multi-tool.
I take a machete.
Nah, I also have a sleeping bag, maybe a hatchet, and I'm going to have either like a small metal cup or something like that so I can boil water. And
all I'll have is some, efficient cooking stove, my titanium cookware, some plastic utensils, a tent, a sleeping bag, a sleeping pad, my camping pillow, some string or twine in case I needed a sewing repair kit.
What?
In case times like this, I wish I owned a big ass RV so I could go with y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to see like the three different phases. You'd have FPS Russia over there like playing it out hard. He's over there striking two rocks together, barbecuing like a pig or something. You got Woody over there making his like tomato pesto or whatever on his stove. And Wings over there with a Big Mac looking out the window.
You guys want to come and watch some TV?
We got satellite. That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's
gonna be really fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool. You know, I bring my iPod along with me too, so I can listen to like some tunes And sometimes I even hit Twitter. There's reception.
That's terrible.
Oh. It's awesome.
Woody, let's expand on your little thing here. Mm-hmm. What do you normally do on these hikes? Like, I know y'all stay gone for like 4 or 5 days in the wilderness, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
so what do you do aside from that? It's mostly hiking. There's a little map reading involved. If you hit camp at like, say, 3 or 4 p.m., then just setting up camp and, you know, getting your water, cleaning yourself up and everything will pretty much take you to nightfall. And then something about a campfire leads to, like, good guy time in a no-homo way, you know, stories or sharing or whatever. And that's usually one of my highlights, like the campfire. It's my favorite part of the trip.
So, Woody, let me ask you a question.
Kick it off, yeah.
If you have, let's say you're in a location that has some sort of internet connection, just a little bit, you know, something you can, like, get to Twitter. Do you Twitch shit when you're camping then?
I did one time, yeah. So I've been camping, I don't know how many times, and once I did. Because, actually, I'd like to bring my iPod, because sometimes I need to go to bed, like, and everyone else is going to sleep, but I'm not quite, you know, ready to fall asleep yet. So I'll just listen to the iPod and entertain myself.
And, now, Woody, where'd you go last time? The Smoky Mountains?
It was on the Appalachian Trail in very western North Carolina. There was a lake. I'd know it if I heard it, but...
Y'all don't carry guns up in that kind of territory? Like, nobody has, like, a...
So, I don't carry a gun, because it's freaking heavy, you know? You're going to add another, like, pound or so to your pack. A lot of guys who, like, people...
Does somebody with you have a gun?
Mm-mm. No. But, so here, the people who camp, some of them go extreme with the weight cutting. Like, you know, on a zipper, there's, like, a little, like, handle, like, thread thing that goes through the loop of the handle.
Yeah,
people cut those off to save weight. People cut their toothbrush in half to save weight. People pull the tags off their clothing the same way. People get extreme retarded. About it. It is retarded. But the idea of not carrying around a gun big enough to do... Like, what's going to hurt you, right? You're not bringing around, like, ACP-380, I think. Like, you're not bringing that around to protect yourself from bears. You only bring a gun big enough to protect yourself from animals that are willing, that can actually hurt you.
Yeah.
So now what do you have? Like, at least a 45? You're going to carry a 1911 in your pack? Like, that's real weight.
Oh. I'm buying two guns next week. Speaking of guns, I'm buying a Springfield Arms 45.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm buying a Smith & Wesson AR-15 style rifle that's a .22 caliber.
You know, I'm gonna have to counter this and say, you know, a 1911 is what, 38 ounces, something like that?
Yeah, no idea.
Black Bear is like 600 pounds. That's a lot of weight on your chest.
Last time we went, it was actually the start of bear season. So we were like hiking around and other people were trying to kill bears. Like, oh, man.
I mean, I just couldn't see myself hiking in the Appalachian Trail because there's black bears around here in these woods, but they're not like, mm-hmm. you know, common. You probably run into a bear up there by accident.
Yeah, when we went to John Muir Trail, which is like California, Yosemite, and we actually, so here we saw a bear. We, like, at the first camp we made, someone else, so the first day of camping, where there were actually a lot of people in the same spot, like this is like the trailhead, and then every other day we were by ourselves. But anyway, on the first day, there were a lot of people camped in this general area, and someone had left their bear locker open because they were actively cooking, you know, so they're like ingredients coming, you know, to and from the bear locker. Anyway, the bear goes in there and grabs this like tote bag full of food like it was a picnic basket, and he just picks it up and starts casually walking away. Everybody freaks. Everyone starts like banging pots of pans, screaming bear, bear, bear. Some people are running away for their lives. Me and my buddies, we just start filming. And so that's how we roll, baby. So anyway,
it's a natural reaction.
In that situation, you got to run up and slap the bear on the ass and then run away.
I totally, like, I was trying to get closer to the bear. I wanted to be in the frame while my buddy was filming it, but I didn't manage. Anyway, so we're like, you know, the bear is just carrying the thing. People start like yelling at it and stuff. So he kind of hustles and leaves with the food. But that's only the start of the story. So next he puts the video on YouTube. And he entitles it, like, whatever, Bear Steals Picnic Basket or something. And it became this, like, hit YouTube video. And then CNN picked it up. And CNN put it on the front page of their website. And now the video is getting all kinds of attention because it's on the front of the CNN website. And then he gets contacted by Spike TV's World's Wildest Vacations, and they want to buy rights to put the video on their TV show. And that's the last I heard of it. I haven't followed up with him. But I think it's going to be on like some Spike TV, one of those ridiculous shows with the overtop announcers. And it's kind of an everyday event, right? Like Bear Steals Picnic Basket, but they made a big deal out of it. So it was kind of cool.
Yes, Bear Stealing Picnic Basket. Everyday event for me in New York City. I tell you, like, I go to Central Park, fucking bears everywhere, dude.
We told the this like park ranger guy that, you know, hey, yeah, bear, you know, broke into someone's camp and stole their food. And they asked what the tag number was, and we didn't know it, but we knew that it was green, you know, because they had like tagged it and put it on his ear, meaning it's not the first time he did it. And they're like, oh, the green one, yeah, that's 34 or whatever it was. We know that guy. It was no big deal.
Wow.
You know, number 34 would have been past his prime if I was there. Well, I don't know. I was like a deer in headlights to the cockroach earlier. A fucking black bear? I won't be dropping a mag on him.
Nice. I'll be dropping something, but it'll be in my pants.
What are you going to do with a bear in your pants?
Probably molest it in a sexual way.
Oh, man, I could just imagine that bear just putting a big massive paw against the side of your head.
That bear would murder me so fast.
You don't want to fight bears.
Yeah, I don't like those survival shows. They sort of like gearing up to fight bears and lions, and they're like carving sticks and shit. I'm like, hell no, give me a machine gun. You guys ever see that one video where the guy where they're hunting that man eating lion, and he charges that guy, and the guy loses his balance and falls when the lion's coming at him, and he like shoots him off the hip and hits a lion right in the middle of the head. And the lion like
over onto him. I don't think that was a man eating a lion. I think that was a couple of rich guys from America that went to Africa to shoot a fucking lion.
No. They were documenting it. There was a man eater. It killed like a child or something in one of the little tribe villages, and they went out to kill it because once the lion gets a taste of human meat, you don't want him alive.
Well, I don't know if it was a man eater. It was more like a little kid eater. There's a difference. I mean, yeah. I can deal with a little. As long as he's not eating men, like, I mean. If he's eating little kids, I mean, he's not going to confuse me for a little kid. So it'll be all right. Especially if they're sense. The villagers. Like, I mean, it's not going to work. I mean,
he just may confuse you for pink fleshy thing. That's about it.
Mm. Oh, no. I would have shit my pants. You guys seen that video, though? I'll take it.
Yeah, I've seen it. That's a pretty good shot. Have you ever seen the movie The Ghost in the Darkness?
Yes.
That's a good movie. That's about the lions. Yeah, Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas. It's about the Tsavo lions that were the two lions back in 1909 or some shit.
World War One, right? And it was trying to lay.
I don't think that was the reason. It may have been pre World War One. It's regardless of the date though. They were
laying train tracks.
Yeah, they're laying train tracks across Africa, and it's a true story. And these two lions killed like 150 people. I don't think that's exaggerating. It's something like over 100 and less than 200, I want to say, within like a 6 month period or something. Pretty crazy.
So Woody, you ever had a run in with a
running with?
So Woody, other than that black bear encounter, have you ever ran into a black bear?
There was another time on the same trip that we set up the tent, and so here's the deal: we saw the bear on day one. And then after that, we had walked, I don't know how many dozens of miles, and we were pretty far away from that spot. So we thought that the bears weren't around us anymore. Like, we hadn't seen any, you know, much bear activity and figured everything was cool. Anyway, so on, like, day four, we set up camp, and my friend's tent was, to make it light, it doesn't have all the poles it needs. You just, like, line and tie it to a tree. We tie it to the tree. And there are these gigantic freaking bear claw scratches right next to his tent. And then we notice a line hanging from the tree and figure out, like, oh, what's happening is the bear climbed the tree and stole food that was hanging off one of the branches. So we set up camp where there was, like, a recent bear attack. And that's the closest we've got going on.
I don't know about y'all, but around here, black bear aren't the major threat. Around here, the major threat around here is wild pigs because they run in packs.
Have you ever heard of someone being attacked by a pack of wild pigs? Anyone? Yes. Anyone in the world?
Yes.
The only time I've ever heard of that was in the movie Old Yeller, and I'm probably in the book too, I'm sure. But in Old Yeller, he gets cornered by the wild pigs. Besides then, when has that happened? Like, seriously.
A couple months ago, a little boy got killed by one down here.
Where?
Over in South Carolina, in Conway.
You're telling me that somebody right by Myrtle Beach got gored to death by wild pigs?
You don't get gored to death, you get ate. Motherfucker.
Okay, so
they knock you down and they start biting you.
All right, so you're telling me that a pack of wild pigs killed a child and ate him, and it was not on the news, and I didn't hear about this. That sounds a little bit far-fetched. I'm not going to lie.
You know, I'll admit, a pack of wild pigs is probably one of those things where you don't think you're afraid of them until it fucking happens.
I mean, like, wild pigs are the most dangerous animal in the Amazon. They kill the most humans.
But we don't live in the Amazon.
We still got them motherfuckers.
I don't know. I've seen wild pigs up close, and I mean, they're... I
killed many of them.
I just can't imagine them attacking
you. They're very scared animals. Like, if you'd, like, run at them and scream, they'll run away from you. I understand why you're, like...
They won't run away if you lay on the ground and scream, apparently.
No. They're like scavenger pigs. Wild pigs around here are like scavenger type animals. They'd want to eat like dead carcasses and like freshly killed. They hardly ever do it themselves. But the fact is, they can kill the shit out of you. Shit, a real pig can kill the shit out of you. You ever fuck around with a real pig, Kyle?
Dude, I'm from the South, but not like that.
You never had pigs?
No, I think he's saying he never effed around with a pig. Like, I think he took you pretty literally.
Oh, I get it. Oh, man.
You're like a pig, boy. Whee! Whee! No, I've been deer hunting before, and I've seen wild pigs, like, walk under me, and I could easily see myself jumping down on one with a knife and killing it.
Yeah, if he's by himself, yeah.
No, there's like eight. You're not going to stay and defend the lone pig that I'm stabbing. They're not going to be
like I said, they are scary creatures.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, oh no, they got Carl. You know, it's not going to be like that. They're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. He's stabbing Carl.
I know this is probably getting boring, but hyenas do that, though.
What, you ever seen that shit? What was the video called? Like natural enemies or something like that? The hyenas versus lions. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it's maybe the best video ever put on YouTube.
I was watching like one hyena got like a lion called him, and like 10 other hyenas jumped on the lion.
the one I saw. So like this is the basic plot, right? The lions are hunting, and the female lions do the hunting. So the hyenas start swarming them, and all of a sudden there's like five female lions and I don't know how many hyenas, but I'll say 20, 25. And apparently a lion can beat a hyena, but a pack of hyenas are a really dangerous thing. So so they swarm the female lions, they steal their food, and the female lions spend the night like up in a tree scared. And they're like crying for help and stuff like that. And the hyenas are just bullying them. Well, I always wondered what male lions were for. Like, they don't catch anything. They don't, like, do much. They just sort of lay around. Apparently, male lions are for fucking shit up when they need to get the work done. And, you know, do you see this male lion? Did I say hyena? Male lion just, like, strutting towards the women. Like, don't worry, I got this. And he goes straight for the leader of the hyena pack and eats him. And then, and then he just starts wrecking house, you know, like daddy's home, bitch. And it's it's freaking awesome. All right, people asking for a link in the stream. I will hunt it down and get
and
on this.
Eats him.
Oh, man, dude. Yeah. Male lions are big. Like, you go on YouTube, put in a fucking African lion male. I would hate to fuck with one of those things, especially if I had a stick and, like, a machete. I would feel insignificant.
Yeah, those are some big things. But people, I saw this in the stream, people are like, oh, you're crazy, Kyle. Why would you ever stab a pig? Oh, that's so mean. Motherfucker, you eat bacon. Don't act like you don't eat bacon. Like, you don't. I love pork chop, son. Yeah, exactly. I was looking at the comments on a hunting video the other day, and everybody was freaking out. It's like, dude, like, you've never eaten a Big Mac. Calm down. Those pigs can fucking, like, I got no problem with stabbing a pig to death with a knife. Like no problem at all. We went pig hunting one time. I put my knife on just for that reason. I was like, if I get close, I'm going to stab one. Just say it.
Oh, man. I've shot everyone I've ever seen. I tell you the truth, I have. But somebody asked, bear versus lion. Bear would kill a lion easily. It depends. Like a black bear, that'd be it, probably almost an even match. Like a brown bear, no chance. Lion's dead. Tiger versus lion, tiger wins.
Tiger. Yeah,
Tiger's much more vicious.
Tiger's a lot bigger. Tiger's like 10 feet long.
Yeah, you ever see those videos where a tiger's like attacking like an alligator in water and fucking it up?
I don't think so. Those things are big, though. T-Rex versus lion.
Jason, what's your opinion on lions? Come on, dude. You got to talk up.
My opinion on lions? I have no opinion. My opinion on lions is that if I ever see one, I'm going the fucking other way. That's his territory, man. I'm done. I ain't doing shit. Yeah. Fuck that.
You better be careful how you do that. If you sense his fear, he's going to be chasing your ass down.
He's going to be chasing my ass down. He's going to have a nice fucking meal, man. He's going to be like, oh, it was good. Oh, and all that fat. Oh. Fuck that. And I, right. Now, why would I be in a fucking place where there would be lions? I would never. I suck. I'd be fat and sweaty, dude. And I would be out of breath constantly. Fuck that. I'm going to stay at home and like.
One of my dreams in life is to go on an African safari and kill a lion. I want an authentic lion skin rug. I do. I want one of those male lions too, the big ones.
All right, well, you know
that
what?
That sounds horrible.
That's something nice to actually.
Why does it sound horrible, Kyle?
Because I wouldn't want to shoot the lion. Because the lion is like. But I look at the lion and he's like, I wouldn't want to shoot a lion. I really would. He doesn't have a chance.
Man, that would be so tight, though. Have that lion skin head and the rug in the front of your living room.
All right, so
have
I think
some
we
lion
got
steaks in the freezer.
I think that's going to be the end of the podcast right there.
Yeah. Well,
for anyone who wants a lion skin rug, or actually anyone who has a lion skin rug, Wings Redemption wants one, so get back at him as long as it's legal.
So I'm going to wrap up with this thought. Here it is. So I read recently that I remember as a kid hearing, and then I reread it recently. The first words ever spoken over a telephone were this: "My Watson, come over here. I want you." It seemed different as a kid. It's a whole new spin on it now as an adult. That was Painkiller already. Episode 42. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Later.
The lion rug episode.
Oh, we can cut that.